College hoops, Final Four coming up Saturday, national championship game on Monday, and who better to talk about it than Bill Raftery. Feel like if you're a college basketball fan, he's like a member of the family, comes into the living room and tells you all about all the big games. Bill, how you doing? Scott, along with Mark here.
Good. Scott and Mark, how you guys doing?
Good, Bill. Hey, we had a friend of yours and a friend of ours on the program earlier, Joe Boylan, and Joe was saying... Joe said, you know, back in the day, he said it was different. You know, Rutgers and Bill's team, coaches, we'd go out and have a beer together after a game. And I asked him, I said, who picked up the tab? And he said, ask Bill that question.
Well, they were State University and we were Catholic. What's your guess?
I tried
to hide those receipts on the priest. It never worked. he and Tom Young.
Sure.
Of course, they had that great run to the Final Four.
Yeah, in Philly.
In 76. And just great people. So, you took it on the chin if you lost. And that was all part of it. But now it's getting on a jet plane and going back, it's a whole different world. And, of course, the salaries are a little, the structure is just a lot different than those days.
Yeah. Hey, Bill, you have a busy schedule. I clicked last night, and there you were doing the NIT, and I know you're doing the national radio broadcast for the Final Four. But one thing that's clear when we watch you do a game and watch you with Vern, you love the sport. You've devoted your life to it, and there's no better time than this big stuff in March, I guess.
Yeah, it's like what you do. I mean, if you come into work and you're looking forward to it, it's not called work. It's pleasure. And I always say to people, if you saw me coach, you know why I'm having such a good time doing this. life's a lot easier than being responsible for winning and losing and, the life of some terrific kids. But it's what you make of it, I think. It's just it's a novel that is brand new every night, and no matter which way you think or prepare for it, it's going to take you on a ride, and the unexpected can happen, and that's just like the tournament, I'm so happy for Jimmy getting in it at Loyola.
Yeah.
Because I know how hard he worked with his career and at that university, and people just don't know how difficult it is just to get in the tournament, and the people you have to beat. And then to move on as these, four teams, even if they're the chalk, they take their hits along the way. And, kids step up and make a big play or two to help them get that far. And you're just sitting there and they're carrying you with it. So I think you better enjoy it.
We're talking with Bill Raftery here on the Al Packerford Hotline on 105.7 The Fan. Bill, when you look at the Final Four as it is this year, the matchup between Louisville and Kentucky, when you get a rivalry like that, I mean, have you ever in your career experienced something like this? Even though it's a national semifinal, a lot of people in Louisville are putting this game as their own personal national championship.
And I think all over Kentucky, too, yes. We were down there, Vern and I, and, after the games, we'd go out for an ice cream soda and relax, and all the local fans would come up to us, and they, if they were Kentucky fans, couldn't believe that Pitino left that and was over in Louisville. And just the idea that he came back to that state is upsetting to them. And now you have them playing against one another, which they've done for a couple of years now. And Rick's team played them pretty well this year, but both teams have gotten better. But having said that, you're absolutely on top of it. I've never seen anything with the fervor that these people exhibit for one another. You are one or the other. And, I'm sure they've broken up a few marriages when one or the other doesn't agree as to who the better team is.
Yeah, I saw the story last night. A couple of guys got into a fight at dialysis over this game. How about that?
Somebody told me that today. Could you imagine? It's like, that's how it's carried to an unbelievable length. People will be amazed. I mean, down there, let's just say Loyola was playing Maryland. That would be a monster game for Loyola. And Maryland's got to win it, and there's pressure. But this is just so different. They both have had incredible success. And yet, no one enjoys the other's success whatsoever. So it's carried on all year long. And You know, years ago, we used to do the pregame show. Jim Host had the rights in those days. And we were on for 3 hours, and Kentucky was in the finals that year. For 3 hours, we had people calling from Kentucky, no place else. And it's just a religion for those people. Yeah. So then you add Louisville to the mix, and it takes it even up another level.
Bill Raftery with us on The Fan. Bill, let me take you back to your coaching days now, because we see so much talent now. You look at Kentucky and their freshmen and sophomores, and there was a time where coaches didn't want to play those kids, but I guess it tells you that talent will generally beat experience. It's nice to have both, but some of these young kids are such excellent players as freshmen and sophomores.
You know, in talking to some of the guys that have been around, like Gary Williams or Boeheim, I just think they play more games before they get to your school,
mm-hmm.
For better or worse in some cases, because a lot of it are games and not being taught. But, you know, they've got hundreds of games between fifth and sixth grade and first year of high school. And then you step it up to about 100 games a year for four more years in the off season, and they've just seen everything, and they've competed against the best guys in the country, and this is the end result that they're confident.
They're ready, yeah.
They've just been exposed to so much that their level of play. Now, having said that, sometimes the fundamentals are a little shabby, or valuing the ball is not quite what it should be, and the old timers get upset. But they do some things that nobody of our generation has ever considered trying to do.
Bill Raftery with us on The Fan. Bill, how do you see the matchup between Kansas and Ohio State?
Well, I think Kansas is playing great defense, and it's going to be tested because the ability of Sullinger to make contact on Whitty, and then Robinson will have to play him. And I can just see Bill is going to have to yo-yo those two guys inside against Sullinger. Kraft is just a disruptor defensively and could cause a lot of problems for their perimeter guys. Taylor's got to be good with the ball, make good decisions. And then DeShawn Thomas may be the best perimeter guy in this game. He's got skills around the basket, but he's got a jump shot. I think Ohio State might have more, but I've seen Kansas improve from Maui to now, and I wouldn't undersell them at all.
He's Bill Raftery here calling the Final Four as we talked on the Alpaca Ford Hotline on 105.7 The Fan. Bill, when I look at these four coaches, when I look at the game coaching itself, I put Rick Pitino as the best coach in the Final Four. Agree or disagree?
Well, I think he gets more out of less. I don't think the talent is quite of the other people. I don't think they shoot the ball that well. I think, you know, Bill's Thad's a comer, John's a comer, and Bill's been around a little bit. So, I mean, it's pretty nice company. I mean, I would love to be considered in that foursome, by the way. I'd probably be able to caddy for them with my record. But they're all good at what they do, and their kids respond to it. So who's better or worse is, I guess, in the eyes of the beholder.
Hey, Bill, my partner Jeremy had a vacation day, and he almost canceled it because he heard you were going to be on the show today. He is a huge fan of yours, so I'm wondering if you could play along with us here and just give him a little five-second shout-out. If you got an onion for him or a kiss, his name's Jeremy. Put it on tape, and we'll save it for him when he gets back on Friday.
Oh, you got it. Hey, Jeremy, get a life. Step in. Stay in the studio. I'm looking forward to chatting with you. Have some onions. Stay with your boys there.
There you go.
These days we'll get on with you.
Good stuff, Bill. Hey, thanks for the visit. We'll be listening this weekend.
Thanks for plugging Allstate at the Mayhem, too. We're looking forward to seeing a lot of fans in Brackettown.
All right. Bill Raftery, CBS, and Westwood One. Take care, Bill. Good talking to you.
Bye-bye now.